Hello, 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 lovely ladies. Welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, if you didn't already know my name. And I am in a really good mood today. How are you feeling? I'm recording this on the 2nd of October, and we have just entered into, can you believe it, the final business quarter of the year. We're in the final 3 months of 2020. I have so many feels about that. Firstly, can you believe it's October? Secondly, we only have 3 months left of 2020, which has been a crazy year. But you know what? I'm so excited by the next 3 months. I feel this new lease of energy. I feel this new explosion of energy within me. Like, instead of thinking, oh, the year's over and I better wind down and it's going to be Thanksgiving before I know it and then it'll be Christmas, I'm like, oh my God, what else can I create in the next 3 months? How can I continue to show up for you guys? I've got some new products in the works that I'm creating for you. And I just really want to make the most of the next 3 months. And I think that has definitely been the theme for me this year. My word for the year was actually expansion. And that was well before I knew everything that was going to go down this year. But I really have followed through on that. And that's exactly what this year feels like. It's expansion. And I just want to see how or where else I can create that expansion for all of you and within my brand and my business in the next 3 months. So what is your intention, ladies, for the next 3 months? How are you feeling? And because we are stepping into this new quarter, this new business quarter, and I am feeling this kind of new lease of energy within myself, I really wanted to make that the theme of today's podcast. So I apologize if you're not listening to this on the 2nd of October with me. I don't know exactly the date that this is going to come out. It might be a week from now, maybe 2 weeks from now. So, but that doesn't really matter. I think these themes and the discussions that we're going to have today apply to any day of the week, any given month, whether it's a new business quarter or not. But there's no time like the present to implement some of the things that I'm going to chat about this episode. But I feel really called to share these things specifically because they're coming up for me in my life right now because it is the new Q4. And I'm also literally in one of the best moods ever because I took a moment today to sit and realize how many breakthroughs and wins my clients are having at the moment. And it just like, I can't even explain it. It was like this lease of love and just energy that has been filling my heart up all day to actually just take a moment and look at the women I'm working with and what they are creating and the power of the money mindset work that we're doing together. And just give me a moment so I can share their breakthroughs with you because I think it's really important that we celebrate women together. And also because maybe somebody listening right now might be thinking, oh, can I really afford to invest in my mindset? Like really, can I really afford to invest in my money mindset? Is that even a thing? What is money mindset? So let me just share these with you and then maybe it will support you in answering that question for yourself. So literally in the last week, I'm not even looking at the last month, I'm just looking at this week. I have 3 clients who have signed brand new clients at their new higher prices. So they've set a new energetic standard for themselves financially and emotionally because they will both go hand in hand. I've had 1 client who has signed her first ever client within the first 24 hours of her putting her first ever offer out there. When we first started working together, she literally was like, I don't even think I have a business. I don't even think I have anything going for me yet. Obviously, we shifted that, changed that. And it was just, I think, honestly, 24 hours after that session that we had that she put this offer out. And then within the next day, she already had someone pay her for that. So insane. So happy. So proud of her. I've had 2 of my clients hit their big monthly income goals. So when I'm working with a client, we set income goals. And they feel really scary in the beginning, but I obviously support them in making that their reality and making sure that their mindset, their subconscious and their conscious minds are in alignment with allowing that goal to come into fruition for them. And my clients have hit that, of course. And I have received another message from a client this week who has, in her first month of going full-time in her business, in leaving the corporate world and going full-time in her business, she has not only replaced her corporate salary, she has hit $15,000. Yes, let me sing it. 15K. That was her big monthly income goal. How incredible is that? Oh, I get shivers when I think about this because you guys, it's not about the money. It's what it's created for her in her life and within herself, within her own sense of worthiness. Yes. Oh, and I've had one other client literally manifest £23,000. Like a lump sum of amount of £23,000 hitting her bank account. You guys, if you wonder or question about the power of money mindset work or whether you can afford to invest in working on yourself, my question to you right here, right now is, can you really afford not to when you think about these results? It just honestly, I'm like dancing up and down right now if you can't hear it in my voice, because this is my mission and this is my why. This is why I show up on the podcast. This is why I show up every day on social media. This is why I give everything to my clients. It's for this. It's for these moments. So thank you for giving me a moment to be able to stand here and celebrate that with you. And maybe it's time, you guys, you know, we've had 3 business quarters now. So maybe it's time for you to really, truly take a moment and look back at everything that you've created during 2020, during a global pandemic. What have you created? What are your wins? What are you celebrating? What are you proud of? And they can be big and they can be small, you guys. I celebrate the small wins too. Everything is a win. I think everything deserves to be a win in 2020 because we sure as hell have had a different kind of year. So if you have not already done so at this point, please take a moment to reflect on what you want to celebrate for yourself. So I was journaling last night and just plowing away at creating content for all of you guys. Do you guys ever experience this? Like, you just get this surge of energy and just want to like power through and just have so many ideas flowing through you. When that happens to me, I'm like, I just have to go with this. I just have to go all in, because I know that during the different phases of my cycle, that can shift and that can change. So I really like harnessing this energy when it is coming up for me. But anyway, that was a side note. I was journaling on really what I wanted to share with you as we step into this final season of the year. And 5 key things really popped up for me. So I'd like to deep dive into those 5 things with you today on this episode. And the first thing is, you guys, as harsh as this may sound for me, because I don't like being harsh at all, but time waits for nobody. Seriously, time waits for no one. And if the fact that it isn't October already, if that isn't a wake-up call enough as it is, I mean, come on, time doesn't stand still for you. So I know that there is probably something that you are holding yourself back from doing, so whatever that is. Maybe it's creating a new product. Maybe it is launching the business. Maybe it is pressing send on an email. Maybe it is recording that video. Maybe it is connecting with that one person that you know could really, really change things for you. What is this thing for you? What are you holding back from really, showing up with? How are you holding back on yourself? And I get it. I really get it. Like, it can be scary. I really have to check myself sometimes and ask myself these questions. Where are you holding yourself back from taking really bold action? Because we're in Q4 and time is plowing on. So although you may feel the fear, let's feel the fear and do it anyway. Let's just go for it, ladies. What is one big, bold, committed action that you can take even after listening to this podcast episode? Truly, like, let's inspire and motivate one another. Let's decide right here, right now, what is the bold action that you are going to take? And screenshot this episode that you're listening to and then share in your Instagram stories what that one bold action is that you're going to take after listening to this episode and tag me, because I will be your biggest cheerleader as you go for it. Let's talk about that fear that might be showing up. What is it? Okay, why have you been holding yourself back? Here are the common things that I see happening for women when they're not taking bold action. It's a fear of judgment. So it's a fear of what would other people think. And I am just going to say it. Oh, screw it, ladies. Let's just screw it. Let's just screw the fear of what everyone else is going to say or think, because it's none of their business. And at the end of the day, people are way more concerned with themselves than worrying about how you're showing up or what it is that you're doing or the bold action that you are taking. And the only person that it's going to harm by not taking that action is you, truly. And oh my God, when I started my brand, when I even started my brand's Instagram page and I had to start showing up on stories or do my first live videos, or when my book came out, oh my God, did I feel the fear? Did I feel the fear? Did I have a panic attack? Yes, I did. But could you imagine where I would be if I hadn't taken bold actions and if I hadn't continued to take bold actions? I can tell you right now that I wouldn't be looking over all of Los Angeles from my beautiful home right now as I record this podcast. So ladies, let's just decide it to say screw it for the rest of the year and take as many bold actions as we possibly can. And one other fear that I think may be popping up for you if you are holding yourself back is actually the fear of what might actually happen for you, meaning the success or the change or the transformation that might actually happen for you if you did step up and you did take the bold action. Because most women are actually not afraid of failing or the fear of failure. Like, they have the fear of success. So you may subconsciously be blocking yourself from taking that big action or that really bold action because you're actually scared of what might happen if you step into that really badass, successful version of you. There may be some downsides for you subconsciously to that success and to that wealth. And I honor that and I acknowledge it and I understand it, because it was something that was definitely holding me back. I thought that I had to decide between different things in my life. Like, I thought that if I had a lot of money, then I would not have as much love in my life and all kinds of things like that. And that felt very, very scary for me as somebody who is motivated largely by love. And so I really held myself back from taking risks and from showing up as boldly as I possibly could. But those stories were very, very much in my head. They were just beliefs and programming and trauma that was just really ready to be released. And I don't want you to hold yourself back because of a fear that you may have created in your mind. So take some time to really lean into that, to do the mindset work, to listen to the inner child within you who may be screaming out to just be comforted as you go out there and take big leaps and take big risks. So the second thing that I really felt called to share with you in Q4 is this idea about boundaries. So boundaries are not just important for relationships. They're important in all aspects of life. This has been coming up for a few of my clients. I think that's why it's really kind of front of mind for me, is just asking yourself, am I creating enough boundaries even within my business? Am I creating enough boundaries within myself? And where do more boundaries need to be put into place? Because I know a lot of you listening are probably women who own your own business or who are self-employed or at least want to go into full-time entrepreneurship. And it's so important when we are our own bosses to set the same boundaries that I guess we would want to be imposed if we did work a 9-to-5 job. And I think it's actually harder when you are your own boss to really put those boundaries in place. But if you think about it, if you were at a 9-to-5 job or in full-time employment, I'm sure you would not answer your boss's emails the very first thing when you wake up in the morning. You probably wouldn't, or I really, really hope you wouldn't, answer them until you actually get into the office or, you know, log in for work that day. I'm pretty sure that everyone would be giving you a lunch break, at least a 30-minute to 60-minute lunch break in the middle of the day. And I'm pretty sure that come a certain time in the evening, you would either leave the office or switch off from work completely and log out of any work-related software systems or emails. And you put it to one side so that you can go home or spend time with your partner or your family, your children, whatever it might be, your girlfriends. And ladies, like, why is it not the same for us in our businesses? Well, I know why. It's because we love our businesses. We're passionate about it. But it's also because I think a lot of us have the belief that if we stop working, the business stops working, because we tend to be the faces of our businesses, or the one obviously managing everything and front and center, putting ourselves out there. And you just need to check in with yourself and ask what your beliefs are around that, because it is paramount for your mental health and honestly for the health of your business that you put certain boundaries in place. So what are some of the boundaries that you would like to implement moving into Q4? For example, like my business strategist and I, this is one of the first things that we mapped out together. Amy, you may know Amy from the podcast because she came on here to chat with me about all of those things, but we put in scheduled break times. Like, honestly, most, if not everything that I do in a day, unless it's something really spontaneous, will be going into my calendar. So it says like morning routine, manifestation work, workout, all of that. Then I have a notification when it's time for me to take a lunch break. I tend to just take a 30-minute lunch break and like step out of my office and sit somewhere else to eat. And I'll normally put on like a podcast or something while I am making my lunch and eating it, just to kind of tune out for a little bit. And I also then have a notification for when it's time for me to wind down from the office. Now that notification is set for 5:30 p.m. And I'm not going to lie to you, like sometimes I definitely work a little bit later than that. But I will say that when I see that notification, it does start telling my brain to slowly start switching off. And I would say that most of the time, I'm pretty good at that. I also think if you are a service-based business, that it's really important for you to internally set some boundaries for yourself with your clients too. And I think this probably would apply for product-based businesses too. Like, I think all my clients know that I normally don't work on Fridays, and I probably won't be fast to respond to any messages on a Friday. And I certainly will not be checking my work emails at the weekend. And I tend to really try to take somewhat of a step back from social media at the weekend too, because I just want to be present with the people that I love and be present with myself. And it's just honestly a mental break that I think I really need, so that come Monday, I'm like all in and I'm really, really focused. And it's funny because even though I may not always like straight out say it, like, don't reach out to me on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday, like I don't straight up like say that, I think that the intention is there and they probably know it. But I also think really, because I've set the boundary within myself, they intuitively know it and they respect that. And when you are self-respecting and when you respect your own time boundaries and your own energy boundaries, people just automatically, ladies, they just automatically pick up on that. And it's just like a relationship. Like if you set boundaries with a partner or you're dating and you set boundaries with the people in your dating life, like people pick up on that. And it's sexy when you really think about it. It's sexy when somebody has boundaries. And you're in a relationship with your business too, just like you're in a relationship with money. So ladies, I think the point of this whole message is it's time to really look at where you could up your boundary game. And if that means mapping it out in your calendar and setting those notifications, then do that. Or putting post-it notes up around your office, or just reminders where you need to see them, and making sure that you follow through on them. I think that's also really, really key. then yeah, I think that's all I have to say about boundaries. I think I could go on and on about it, but you get the point, right? So the third thing that we need to have a little bit of a chat about is a question that I have for you, ladies. Is it time to raise your prices? Yes, I'm going to do this kind of a voice for this question because I feel very no idea what the word is for it. Trying to get serious on you ladies, but seriously, is it time to raise your prices? Let's talk about why I'm asking this question, but let's just begin here. Do you feel that your current prices truly reflect the value and the transformations that you provide with your service or with your product? And are your prices in full alignment with your higher vision and your higher purpose? And your body will tell you the answers to that question. Your mind might try to say some things or try to even get in the way, but normally your body doesn't lie. When you're in full alignment, you won't feel any tension or anxiety or like pressure in your body. You may feel, because this may be triggering for you actually, so let's not confuse the two. Like if I'm talking about raising your prices and you've been really in your comfort zone for quite a long time, then the idea of raising them might get a little bit scary. But that's where the money mindset work comes in, and I have plenty of resources for you to do that. But really like lean into what the, I guess, what would the woman out there, the version of you, the woman who's leading her most successful badass life, like the dream that you envision for yourself, what would she tell you about your prices? What would she say about your current prices? What would her opinion be? Have a little conversation with the most badass successful version of you and see what kind of insight she gives you. But let's also just like look at it from a logical perspective that we are 10 months into the year. So you have had 10 more months of experience in 2020. Since January 1st, you have been working in your business for 10 months. And you have evolved and you have grown and you've probably learned more about business, more about yourself, more about the work that you do. You've probably worked with more people, more clients. Your products may have improved, whatever it is that you do. So who you are now and what your business was on January 1st or before then is not the business that it is now. And so your prices need to reflect that. And that growth needs to be reflected in there. So I know it's not the end of the year yet, and maybe most of you wait to increase your prices for January 1st, I guess, 2021. And you know, if that's where you're at and that feels better for you, then of course go for that. But I really want you to answer these questions for yourself and really, really acknowledge whether you need to maybe add a few dollars or pounds or whatever currency it is that you deal in onto those prices before January 1st, 2021. And you can increase it incrementally. I've heard of some people increasing incrementally after a certain amount of clients. So if they book, let's say, 3 or 4 clients, they naturally every time will increase their prices based on pretty much everything that I just said. So have a little think about that and see what's in alignment with you and just see if you're ready to raise them before 2021. Because guess what, ladies, you can raise them again in January too. You can have new January prices as well. So my next message for you as you step into Q4 is all about alignment. I talk about alignment a lot, but that's because alignment holds the key for everything that you desire to call into your life, to manifest, and to bring into your reality. So if during 2020 so far, it has honestly felt like constantly pushing your goals and your dreams and your ambitions up a really steep hill whilst in heels, then this is a massive, massive sign and signal that something is out of alignment within you. And it probably means that there is something out of alignment in your subconscious mind, which means that consciously you may truly desire to create something in your life or to hit a big target or to hit a big income goal. But subconsciously, deep down, there may be a lot of programming and fear and beliefs that counteract the conscious desire, the conscious goal, which causes this complete friction. It's literally like pushing something uphill only to have it roll back down again, or constantly pushing up against a brick wall. It's because these two forces, your subconscious and your conscious, are pushing up against each other and causing you to be out of alignment. So that doesn't mean that it's all doom and gloom or that it has to stay this way. That's exciting because it means that you have the power to shift it. It means that you have the power to recreate this. It doesn't mean necessarily that your business model is wrong or that you're not good enough at what you do or the clients aren't out there or the platforms that you're using are wrong. None of that. Maybe it just means that you need to really focus in Q4 on going within and doing the mindset work. Mindset work is paramount when it comes to working in your business. I mean, honestly, mindset work, I think, is even more powerful than the strategy work. Yes, they go hand in hand, but if you are all strategy and your mind is not on point or in alignment with that strategy, then you might as well just stop. I'm speaking from experience, ladies. Like, this is exactly what was happening in my life. And it's why my clients come to me, because they're ready to break through and bust through to the next level and they don't know how to do that themselves. So it's really time to do an internal check-in at this point during Q4 and see what hidden beliefs and programming and fears are lurking in the shadows. I try to do this as regularly as I possibly can. I look at if something's showing up in my life maybe a couple of times. Maybe somebody reschedules an appointment with me, or something isn't quite in flow like I know it can be, or I'm not calling in the thing that I think that I could be calling in, or I'm plateauing. Like, I really use those as signals that I need to do an internal check-in, because I think that my outer world is just a byproduct of what's going on in my internal world. And I am the master of that. So I can't ignore it. I mean, really, I'd say we should be doing this every week, if not every month, let alone every business quarter. So schedule out some time in your calendar to ask yourselves these questions, to say, okay, what am I ready to manifest before the end of the year? What is my big goal before the end of the year? What maybe three projects or actions would I like to work on calling in or creating in my business and in my life? And then I want you to look at, where is the conflict around creating this in my life? Where is there potential conflict? What could be the downsides to this? What are the fears around me actually manifesting this? And then when you start journaling on those things and asking yourself these questions, you might see that actually you're a little blocked to creating that in your life. Maybe there's a thing about, you know, I don't have enough time or energy to do that, or it would take away from my family, or I don't feel like I have the tools and the resources to actually do that, or I feel maxed out. Maybe I'm tired and I can't imagine adding another thing to my plate. Whatever that might be for you with where you're at, become aware of that. Because if things have felt difficult over the last year, it's really time to ask yourself, am I actually wanting the thing that I have been saying that I want? And what I mean by that is, do I actually want it on a deep subconscious level? You may consciously want it, but subconsciously, there actually may be so many fears tied to that. And they are not wrong and they are not bad, but bringing awareness to them and looking at them and having understanding around them is what will help you to get back into alignment or to step into alignment around these. Because alignment, ladies, should feel like ease. Truly, alignment is ease. When you are in alignment, there will just simply be flow. You will feel divinely supported at all times. The clients will just show up. The money will always be there. The money will always be on its way. And it will just feel like a big sigh of relief or a really big deep breath in. And magical things will just start taking place that you couldn't have even guessed would land on your plate. That is what alignment feels like. And that is what I desire for you stepping into Q4 and stepping into 2021 and beyond. And my final message for you ladies as you step into Q4 is something that I will continue to preach from the mountaintops until it rings true within every single cell of your gorgeous being. And that is that you are worthy. You are worthy just because, end of story, period. You don't have to do anything or prove anything to be worthy of what it is that you desire. You simply are. And if your inner critic has been screaming at you or holding you back throughout the last three business quarters, then girl, it is time to have a very serious conversation with her and look at why she's speaking up that way, where she learned that you were anything but worthy, and tell her what she needs to know about your strength and your courage and your power and your worthiness in order to take a major back seat for the rest of the year and especially moving into 2021. You are deserving. You are worthy. You are more than good enough. Actually, say it with me. I am worthy. I am deserving. And I am more than good enough. And you are capable of doing anything that you put your aligned mind to. See what I did there? Alignment is also key. But I just really want you to carry that surge of energy forward with you into the rest of the year, reminding yourself that you are worthy of the big dreams that are on your heart. And you may just surprise yourself with just how much magic is out there for you when you really own that within every cell of your being. So I hope that you've enjoyed today's podcast episode as much as I have enjoyed recording it for you. I actually had to record it standing up because I have so much energy in me today. I don't know what is going on, but it must be that full moon energy. So I just really want to leave you with this. Just know that so much can change for you within 3 months. Seriously, 3 months is open to so much transformation and change for you. And how exciting is that? And that's exactly why I designed my programs to be 3 months long. And it is insane the transformation that my clients create, whether it's one-to-one or in my Money Mindset Magic program within those 3 months. So just put your hand on your heart now and just feel that excitement within your body. Just think how you want to feel when it comes to New Year's Eve and probably have a glass of champagne in hand and you're toasting to your loved ones, and harness that energy within your being and use it to propel you forward throughout the rest of the year and to take those bold actions that we're all committing to.